Hello, welcome to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. If you are like most, you are here because you want to gain insights on how to best scale a business. To achieve optimum scaling, many metrics are important. Sales, leads, cost of customer acquisition, gross revenues. However, as you know, no statistic is as important as profits, both net and gross. For over a decade, your host, Richard Doherty, has helped his clients increase their profits, often turning them into profit-rich winners. To help listeners like you achieve stellar profits in business, Richard has written an ebook entitled Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It includes profit-making advice from Richard, as well as some of the top guests he's had on the podcast. Just for listening, it is yours free. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. Now, over to the show with Richard Doherty, founder and host.
Hello, I'm Richard, a change and transformation consultant and self-confessed fintech enthusiast. And today, we continue our series looking at the evolution of fintech in 2023.
Today, we have Ken. Ken is the CTO of Molly out in Amsterdam. And we're going to be talking about fintech and fintech in 2023, the opportunities, the challenges, and what lies ahead. So super excited to have you on the show today, Ken. Welcome.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for hosting.
Awesome. And you know, just before we get into the meat of this, quite keen for you to just let us know, let the listeners out there know what the CCO at Molly does, and also, you know, what you guys are at Molly are looking to do in the next few years.
Cool. Yeah. So I'll give a quick intro about Molly itself. So Molly is one of Europe's fastest growing payments provider out there. Yeah. And we provide online payment services for businesses of all sizes. It's our mission to become the most loved payments provider in Europe. That's quite a unique proposition because we absolutely care about our customers, trying to give them the best product possible, but also the best service. And we're super transparent and honest in terms of pricing and everything we do with our customers. So we have in mind for the next couple of years is continue to grow. That's also what we offer to our customers. More products, more services, more payment methods, better conversions. We just launched our Molly Capital product, which will help our customers with getting easier access to funding. That's one of examples of how we also will expand into financial services in the next months and years to come. And as CCO, I look after everything commerce, that's marketing, sales, and partnerships. These three things work really well together in payments. The ecosystem of partners is super critical for us to get access to our customers, but also to offer them the best services.
Nice. Thanks for that rundown. And, you know, as we head into the show today, I think it's, you know, as we look into 2023, it would be interesting to get your view as to what you see the top three challenges are for PSPs right now as we move into a new year, noting that 2022 was a bit rough for some in the fintech industry.
Indeed. So obviously the economic climate has changed quite a bit for our customers, also for the investors out there. And I would say that's, of course, the very first challenge is for how do fintechs, how do companies like ours respond to the challenges that our customers are faced with. Our customers have more expectations, they're more squeezed. So they were looking to optimize their revenues. And one way that really can see that fintechs can help is to really try to optimize the conversion and the performance of our customers. So every consumer that enters a shopping cart needs to get converted to a payment. That's the critical task to get done here. So, and companies like ours can help by providing not just the best design of the checkout, the best technology out there, but obviously also the best payment methods. And that's the thing, that's something which is in our mission as well. We only grow if our customers grow. So that's our mission, to really help our customers through the more challenging times. Secondly, I would say is there's quite a lot going on with the preferences of consumers and also with the payment methods they like to pay with. Yeah. So obviously there has already been a lot said about buy now, pay later solutions, yeah, who have seen like a huge surge in the last couple of years. With, of course, times getting tougher, more questions about whether consumers will continue to be able to pay their bills. There's a lot of questions about buy now, pay later solutions, but also like still consumers like to get more flexibility. So it's really thinking very considerably like which kind of payment methods do you offer, how you position them, and what is actually best for consumers and for merchants. So that's another challenge. And I would say finally, and this is also a trend that I've of course seen in not just the last couple of months, but more for the last couple of years, there's more and more complexity. The expectations of consumers will continue to increase, and consumers are expecting, whether it's a very small web shop or a large one, they're expecting the services, the experience that they're getting with typically like the Amazons of this world. So super fast delivery, lots of different options, limited costs for shipping, etc. So the challenge is how can e-commerce customers of businesses out there help create that experience, not just for the big companies, but also for the very small app shops who are trying to compete in these tough times against the Amazons of this world. And that's where I see the solution that we can offer is really partnering up with companies, for example, like shipping platforms, enabling those, integrating those into our solutions. So it becomes super simple for our customers to access these services.
And just picking up on something that you mentioned, there's more complexities, and we focus sort of on the consumer end, but also there's, you know, as we roll into 23 and, you know, fintech in general as the ecosystem becomes more mature, there's also more complexity when it comes to compliance and regulation, right? And how do you guys see this world evolving as we move forward into the new year?
Yes. So as you said, things are getting more complex. Regulators typically step in or they try to help to protect consumers, to protect merchants, businesses, our customers, which is typically a very good thing. We see a lot of, let's say, fraudsters becoming a lot more sophisticated in terms of how they try to get into systems, how they try to, let's say, get access to funds, etc. And that's also where regulation steps in. We have also regulators stepping in more to try to protect consumers with questions about can consumers continue to pay their bills. So I think that's a very important role of regulators. I think it's important that regulators and fintechs continue to work very closely together to see what is possible to deliver the best outcomes. And technology can definitely help there. But also some of the regulators also need to understand some of the complexities that we have to deal with. There was, for example, in the Netherlands recently, like an ask for regulators that PSPs are starting to also identify and KYC check the consumers who make transactions, which is actually pretty much impossible to do, given that payment service providers don't have access to that data. So, and that's where I think a dialogue is very important to understand, like how can we get the best outcomes.
No, I like that. And, you know, if we go back to what you were saying earlier around partnering up and integrating with the likes of the shipping companies, et cetera, I feel anyway, that we're moving faster and faster towards a society that doesn't need cash, right? So we don't need to always have £10 or $10 or 10 euros in our wallet. We can easily go around using our phones or using different devices to pay for goods and services. But, you know, that's me speaking from the privileged seat in London. How do you guys see it as you roll out your solution to countries beyond maybe, you know, the likes of London and the Netherlands? Do you see this playing out, i.e. A cashless society? People don't need the need for and don't need cash. They can just use devices to pay for goods. Do you see that playing out over the next, you know, let's say 5 to 10 years? Or is that a bit of a fairy tale in my head?
No, absolutely. So I also lived in London prior to moving to the Netherlands, and I was already used to not having any cash in my pockets. And I think countries that develop at different speeds, and definitely the UK is ahead, but I've also seen it develop in this direction in mainland Europe. There are also good examples in the Nordics of countries that are almost already completely cashless. Yeah. So it's definitely a trend that we're seeing. And we also contribute to. We're not only talking about, let's say, tap your card on the phone and these kind of things, or just having your wallet stored on your phone to NFC. But also what we're seeing is the kind of the boundaries between physicals and online shops are disappearing. And that's also where we come in to help. For example, like it's very common right now to order something online and then to pick it up in the store. That's true for physical goods, but it's also true for booking restaurants or food in general. So, and I think it's kind of making it super smooth experience between online check-in and a physical experience is something that we'll see much more and more of. So I think these two worlds will combine, and indeed the need for paper cash is going to be much more limited in the future.
Yeah, and as you roll into the new year, into 2023, it feels like we're at a point in the fintech ecosystem, a point of maybe evolution rather than revolution. We seem to be going in a direction of something new. I don't know exactly what that is yet. Would you agree that right now we are evolving? And if so, you know, what do you think the next few years will bring for the fintech ecosystem in general?
Yeah, so I think there has already been quite a lot of disruption happening in fintech in the past 10 years. Yeah. But I do think there's a lot more to come, especially as a lot of the trends have not really reached all of the merchants and consumers out there. So I see actually two big trends. The first one is the trend of an ever expanding and becoming more complex of an ecosystem out there. And it's really like companies really working together to provide a full solution for businesses to run their business on. Mm. So that's indeed integration of, for example, payments data into accounting software, ERP solutions, but also, as I mentioned before, is kind of connecting shipping platforms into checkouts, et cetera, in order to become this kind of offer what typically only the very big companies can offer, who have, let's say, big departments and lots of budgets to create this kind of experiences. So, and we see this as something that we need to partner with, because we feel like we can't create this all by ourselves. And the more partners you enable, I think the stronger you will become as a fintech. So I think that's the first trend, the ever-increasing complexity of the ecosystem. The second one, which is a trend we've also already seen in the past, but again has not reached the whole landscape just yet, is a trend that I would call unbanking. So typically the banks were super strong and they had kind of all services on offer. Payment services were one of the first services to be taken out of banks to be, let's say, performed by specialized players like ourselves. Mm-hmm. But you see also more and more the basic banking functions are more and more being offered by fintechs like ourselves. Mm-hmm. So there is giving merchants access to funding, for example, through Molly Capital, but also just the bank account. There are many fintechs right now offering bank accounts, even without the full banking license. There's e-money licenses that enable companies to do that without having the complexity of becoming a bank. Mm-hmm. And that's really interesting, because it's also something that Molly has on its roadmap. When we can offer bank accounts to our customers, a merchant, when you want to start up a business, you no longer have to go to the bank to open a bank account. You can just go to the fintech and say, look, I need a bank, I need payments, I need funding. And then we have it all there for you in a much more integrated way, in a much better tech stack. Also, again, like much, much more transparent in terms of offering as well. So I think that's where we will continue to offer a very big challenge to the banks, which I think is very good for the whole ecosystem.
Want to increase the profits in your business? Download Richard's ebook right now. Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. It will help you find new ways to increase your profits. Best of all, it's free. Go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.
Outside of the ecosystem, just to stay on the point of trends, you know, just chatting to a few execs over the last few weeks, I mean, asking them, some trends in tech have come up, right? And it'd be interesting to see what you see as you know, some compelling technologies out there that would be continuing to grow in this current market. So things like AI have been mentioned, crypto has been mentioned, cybersecurity has been mentioned. Not wanting to give you the answer, but you know, it'd be interesting to get your thoughts on you know, the most compelling tech offerings out there in the current market.
Yeah, so I think data is, of course, everywhere. And I think companies are getting a lot smarter in how they use the data. Yeah. And I think that's a massive opportunity. We use data in many ways to help our customers perform better. For example, like looking at fraud, there is a ton of data that exists, not just in our systems, but also in systems that we can tap into to first understand, well, what's the likelihood of a transaction done by a consumer to be fraudulent. And then we help that through our tools to make the right decision for the merchant. So we kind of automate that decision to really protect the customer, but also to maximize the conversion. Same thing we do when we onboard customers, because we onboard so many customers every single day. It is important that we use data to understand what are the trends, how likely is this customer to be a fraudster, because that also sometimes happens. How creditworthy are they? So there's a lot of stuff we can do with data, also to predict trends, etc. Also internally, we use data quite a lot to improve our own internal processes, and also again to deliver the best service possible to the customers. So I do think that companies that will be most creative in how to develop the data that's typically available to a lot of companies, I think those companies will continue to excel in the future.
Yeah, totally agree. I could go into a totally different subject here, but I won't. I'll spare you my grumblings of integrating data solutions into companies. But listen, 100% in line with you. And thanks for coming on the show today. Okay, and as we wrap up the show, Ken, is there... How can folk out there get in touch with you or the guys at Molly?
Yeah, very happy to stay connected. So we have a very active Instagram page. So that's something where we can really get in touch with our people interested, or LinkedIn, this Facebook. We have lots of things going on there. Or obviously just on Molly.com, you find all the information about our products and services out there.
Brilliant. And, awesome challenge today. Let's look forward to the new year together. And folks, tune in next week for the next episode of what to check out and what to look out for in FinTech in 2023.
Thank you for listening to the FinTech Scaling Show podcast. Please take advantage of the free gift Richard has waiting for you. It's his new ebook, Unlock Hidden Profit Zones. Simply go to scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up. That's scaleupconsulting.co.uk/sign-up.